everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to a goaltender who played all three of his team's games last weekend and picked up victories in all of them. That's coming up in a moment. First, this week's Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week is goaltender Joseph Raymakers of the Sioux Greyhounds. He is the goalie who ran the table last weekend, posting a 3-0 record with a 1.94 goals against average and .930 save percentage. Raymakers, who took part in the New York Rangers training camp, stopped 80 shots, helping the club to three straight wins on the road as they knocked off Windsor, London, and Sarnia. The 18-year-old from Chatham is playing in his third season in the OHL after graduating from the Chatham-Kent Cyclones in the minor midget circuit. Now, he's certainly settled in with the Greyhounds, and we talked earlier this week about last weekend's success. With Joseph Raymakers of the Sioux Greyhounds, and you guys went on the road last weekend down to southwestern Ontario and came away with three wins. Must have been a fun bus ride home after that.
Yeah, it was a good bus ride home. I think the guys are pretty happy. I mean, as a team, I think we can play a little better, but it's definitely good to get 6 points on the road.
What are some things you said the team can play better, a 3-3 weekend, but what are some of the things you think you can still work on?
I think just, our exits, we can just work on that a little more, but at the same time, I think we showed a lot of good stuff during those three games, but I think as the season goes on, we can get better.
Are these things, too, that, things that are normal for a team you think to work on early in the season versus if these were things that were an issue in February or March, you'd be more concerned?
Yeah, for sure. It was only the fifth game of the season, so once December, January comes, I think everyone will be on the same page.
Obviously, the club's off to a good start. Doing it on the road, especially going into southwestern Ontario, three ranks that aren't the easiest ones to go into. Did that give you guys even a little bit more jump heading home, knowing, hey, we got 6 points out of three places in Windsor, London, and Sarnia that aren't the easiest barns to go into?
Yeah, definitely. It's all three teams and all three barns are definitely tough to play in. I think the guys rose to the occasion in all three games, and it was good to come out with all 6 points, like they said.
You played in all three games, being the number one guy this year. You were behind Brandon Holverson, working with Brandon over the last couple of years. What did you learn working with him that got you prepared now to expect to carry a lot of the load this year?
I think just the preparation it takes to be a starter. Just how much focus he has before games and preparation even before practices throughout the week, and just how much rest he's getting and his workload, stuff like that. So there's a lot of factors that go into it, but I think Halvey really helped me out with that.
You got a chance at the New York Rangers camp this September. What did you learn going there?
It was just an all-around great experience working with the goalie coach Benoit Allaire there, and then getting some NHL shots as well. It's pretty eye-opening for me, and I think I had a great time, and it was just overall great experience.
Was that one of those where, from other guys you've played with, you heard about NHL camp experiences, but now getting a chance to experience it yourself, okay, here's some things I can learn?
Oh, for sure, yeah. It's one thing to hear about it and, hear about the NHL guys, just hanging out with you, in the dressing room or whatever, but being a part of it's pretty cool. Just seeing what they do day in and day out, it's awesome.
For you guys, of course, you had a strong playoff last year, the first round upset in terms of the seedings over Sarnia. A lot of guys are back from that team. Do you find it's built a lot of confidence with the guys coming into camp? And I know you're still waiting for a couple to potentially come back from NHL camps, but that sort of builds you guys a lot of confidence coming into this year?
Yeah, I think for sure. I think we definitely could build off a good playoff run last year, and all the guys know each other, so it was pretty nice going back into training camp. We're all just kind of joking around, just like old times again.
Third year in the Sioux now, I'm sure it's been very interesting for you going in there. It probably feels like a bit of a second home already now.
Oh, yeah, it definitely feels like a home to me now, and I love it here.
What have you found as now in your third year of what the Greyhounds mean to Sault Ste. Marie?
They mean a lot to Sault Ste. Marie. You walk in the mall and people recognize you, say hi or stop and talk to you. So, I think you could almost say we're the heartbeat of the city. And, as long as we're winning, I think the fans are happy.
Now, people stopping by to say hi with playing games in Windsor, London, Sarnia. You're from Chatham. Did you have a lot of familiar faces around the rink this weekend?
Yeah, I was lucky enough to have my parents there for all three games this weekend, and a few friends came as well, so it was a great time.
And I know your Chatham Minor Midget team, you had a few guys from Sarnia area on that team, so is there still that kind of back-and-forth connection a little bit as well?
Yeah, there is a little bit. I chatted to a few of them a couple days ago, actually, so it's always good keeping in touch with guys from Minor Midget and guys around that area as well.
Before we let you go, sure, you're off to a great start, but it's still very early. Do you have to be careful not to get too excited? It's one of those, as we said, enjoy the bus trip home, but there's still a lot of hockey to be played?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, all teams are going to get better here and in the next few months, and I mean, every team's good in the league, so anyone can win on any given night. So we can't get too high, but we can't get too low either, so I think we got to go in with every game and, we got to act like it's a must-win.
That was Joseph Raymakers, the goaltender for the Sioux Greyhounds. Let's take a look at this week's CHL Top 10 rankings, and the Greyhounds have made the list. They are number 10 in the Canadian Hockey League. Looking at the rest of the rankings, the London Knights are the top team in the OHL as they are third. Next up, the Kitchener Rangers at 7, Hamilton Bulldogs at 9, as mentioned, the Greyhounds at 10, and honorable mention to the Windsor Spitfires. Congratulations to former Oshawa General Mark Savard, who had his number 27 retired by the Generals last weekend. He's the fifth general to have his number retired, joining Lindros, Tavares, Red Tilson, and Bobby Orr. Over the course of four seasons, Savard had 413 career points with the Generals, leading the franchise history, and was the OHL scoring champion in 1995 and 1997. Savard went on to play 807 career National Hockey League games. All the best to the 198 OHL graduates who are kicking off the 2016-2017 CIS University hockey season. Many of them play in the Ontario University Sport Conference, but there are also many players in the Atlanta Conference and at Canada West. You can check out the complete list on OntarioHockeyLeague.com as these players continue to pursue their goals on the ice and in the classroom through the OHL scholarship package. That's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.